welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. So this week, I wanted to talk about another shame on Instagram moment. So, you know, the sleep coaches all say, do not ever look at your phone at night. Don't do it. It's bad. You know, the last hour before you go to sleep, don't look at it. And so what was I doing? Of course, I was looking at my phone. Actually, my partner had seen this reel on Instagram and showed it to me because it had to do with decluttering. And the thing is that it made me so angry that I couldn't sleep. And so I almost did the podcast that night, but I decided against it because I didn't want to keep everyone in the house up. So the woman said, I'm going to just get right into this reel that bugged me out. The woman said, the reason you're not able to declutter is because you haven't decided that your life and your family is more important than your stuff. So that got me pretty pissed off. And the reason is because that's very judgmental and it's not that black and white, right? Like, I'm going to tell you, I care way more about my family and my life than my stuff. But that does not mean that it was not hard to completely declutter. So to make it seem like it's just, oh, the moment you decide that your family means more than stuff, then it's just, everything just melts away. It's not that easy. It is for some people, but not the majority of the people. And I am calling out that shame that she just placed on a lot of people who saw that. And I really feel for anyone who saw it and felt bad about themselves and felt like they weren't enough and felt like they did something wrong, because they, even if they have chosen their family over stuff, which is kind of a weird thing to say, but their family over stuff, and they're still having a hard time decluttering, that they feel like there's something wrong with them. So let's discuss this. So let's just be real. There are multiple people in the world with multiple complex situations, right? And when you make it seem just so easy, just like, oh, well, clearly you just don't care enough about your family. That's kind of what she was implying. Listen, when we have stuff, there's so many things going on. It's not just the stuff. It's, you know, sometimes stuff has to do with people who've been in our lives and have left. Sometimes stuff has to do with a life we want to have in the future, but we're not there yet. Sometimes stuff has to do with, you know, a family relationship or a friendship, or it has to do with money, or it has to do with pride. I mean, there's like a million reasons people hold on to stuff, right? And it's not a simple thing of, oh, well, I care about this more than this. It's more like I need to work through why I'm holding on to this stuff in the first place, or why this is so important to me. And I need to decide if this is so important to me that I need to hold on to it even longer. Right? So I was thinking a lot about this, and there are so many different people in the world. Right? There are hoarders who can't help but hold on to everything. That's a small portion of the population. Another part of the population of the world is people who have clutter and don't care. It's not an important thing to them. to declutter, and that's cool. That's how they are. There's a huge part of the population are people who want to declutter, but they can't, or they don't know how, or they physically can't, or they emotionally can't, or it's not their stuff to declutter, right? Like maybe a family member has moved into their home because the family member's sick and they brought all their stuff, and the person's taking, first of all, spending all this time taking care of the family member that's sick, but it also has all this clutter in their home now. There's multiple reasons why people have clutter in their home, and it's never a black and white, easy thing. I guess I shouldn't say it's never. I guess it sometimes is a black and white easy thing if you're someone who, I mean, this woman clearly, that's what she was able to just turn a switch off, and it was easy for her to get rid of everything. There are people who are able to, there's a portion of the population that's able to go full on minimalist, like this woman, and just let go of things and just see things as things and have no attachment to it. There are people who are able to do the Marie Kondo way of decluttering and pick up items and decide if they brings in jo them joy, and then honor those items and take care of those items and fold them properly and put them in a specific way and this and that, right? So there are those people. And then there's also a group of people who are doing it the way I do it, of sort of like 15 minutes a day, honoring your feelings around items, trying to investigate, figure out what it is that's going on with why you've held on to the same thing for 30 years that you don't even want to hold on to, but you can't get rid of it for whatever reason, and sort of searching that out and figuring out what the emotional attachment is to the item, what it is that you've put onto the item that you've created, the emotional thoughts around it, and honoring the items sort of in the same way that you do with Marie Kondo. And you're not going to believe this, but I can attest that there's actually people in the world who are naturally good at decluttering. And I don't mean they're minimalists. I mean, they just keep a very tidy home and do not have a lot of stuff. And when things get too old or what have you, they let go of them. I happen to know because my Nana was one of these people. I am not one of these people, but my Nana is one, or was one. And so I can tell you that there's a portion of the population that's like this. And honestly, I'm going to tell you also, every single category of people that I just said, they're all enough. Okay. I just want to make this very clear. Not one of them is better than the other. Every single category of people that I just went over is good enough. Okay. There's no shame in any of those categories. There's none. Zero. Every single person in every single category that I just went through is good enough. Okay. And I want to make that very clear because I am so angry that that one woman, and I'm not saying minimalists are like that, not all minimalists are like that, but that one woman was very big on the shame game, and that got me so riled up. I just, bless her heart, because I do understand that I was in that spot too. When I was gung-ho on minimalism, I was like, well, if you can't do it this way, then clearly you just have something wrong with you. Like, you should just be able to do it this way. But the thing is that then I was putting it on myself too. Like, I was pointing it out to everyone else and myself, like, oh, I'm a terrible person because I'm having a hard time letting go of this book that I haven't read in 5 years. Right? And it didn't do me any good. It did me zero good to put that on other people and judge other people. And it did me zero positive whatever by putting that on myself. It did not make me better at decluttering. In fact, it made me anxious decluttering. And it made me constantly question if I was good enough as doing decluttering, which is crazy. That's crazy pants. It's just decluttering, you guys. It's just decluttering. Look, we all get stuff in our lives, right? And some of it we squirrel away and we can't help it and we don't know why. And you just have to figure it out. And it's okay. And it's okay that you've squirreled it away. It's okay. You're not a bad person. You just need to find the right decluttering thing for you if decluttering is important to you. If you don't care, you don't care. And I don't even know why you're listening to this podcast. But if you care about decluttering, you can try minimalism. There are very judgmental free minimalists out there. Trust me. There are some amazing minimalist decluttering people. If you want to go that route and you don't know where to start, feel free to message me and I will give you some ideas. If you want to go Marie Kondo route, by all means, that is also a great route. That is very easy to look up. Just Google it. And I believe that there are people that even do it for a profession. Like, I will Marie Kondo your house and stuff like that. So, if that is the way you want to go, by all means, go that way. And if those two don't work out for you and you want to try something else and you cannot figure out why you've got all this emotional stuff attachments to all these different things and you don't understand why you're holding on to things that you technically, quote unquote, should be letting go of or whatever people are telling you, then by all means, follow me. Follow me on Facebook. Oh, actually, don't follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. I do have a Facebook group, but I haven't done anything in it in a while. So follow me on Instagram, or join my newsletter. And I am more than happy to work with you, and help you through this because it is a journey. And you just have to find the right journey for you, right? Without the shame. I hope this helps you on your decluttering journey and have a great week. Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.